So is this the legal authority for hounding people? By this logic, the Founding Fathers would be subjected to surveillance, tracking, and targeting with weapons that attempt to deliver death quietly. No noise. Fascists are big on no muss, no fuss. I shouldn't laugh because it's hideous. Yeah, I mean, Miklos laid out a bunch of tactics, like, you know, giving folk a nice meal before shoveling us into the gas chambers. And we see, too, the council's unspoken complicity, a plausible deniability. And ditto for the army of folks. My son said recently that to drive for Uber, you just need a cell phone and an app. And it could be as simple as that. You get your marching orders delivered digitally. You contribute your small bit to the whole. No muss, no fuss. But it's a slippery slope, isn't it? This just following orders. As the state, as we're seeing in our Savage Continent reading, wields an authority most arbitrary, can order you to do the most dastardly things because they can. Because we give up our power to them. And we obey because we've been so trained in might makes right. So well trained in might makes right, the bully parent becomes the bully state. The bully parent in our minds becomes the bully state. Police are somewhat oddly, and I just want to put this out there. I'm still pondering some things around this. Police are somewhat oddly akin to us throwaways don't matters in that they tend to know what happens around them because they pay attention. So when I hear a brother fighting against the surveillance use of drones in LA, this was the November 6, 2014 edition of the radio program Uprisings, which had an awesome woman on. I mean, she still is trying to save her parents. That's a hard one to overcome. We got to start talking about it. But it had this child of Israeli settlers who'd done a film called By the Side of the Road. Whoa. That was a wonderful example of how deeply the conditioning grabs our minds. She had to actually physically leave the state, go to a different state, in order to confront the depth of her conditioning, of the lies taught her. She was told that Palestinians want to kill you. So the only solution is they must be gone one way or another. Well, she went away to Canada to school. And a man ran up to her and wanted to know directions to someplace. He was rushing, he was late, and she gave him the directions, and he said, "You have an accent. Where are you from?" And she said, "Israel." And he goes, "Oh, I'm Palestinian. Don't you miss the motherland? Oh, the olive trees right now. The olive trees are so beautiful." Ah, well. And then he dashed off, and she stood there in shock. Because she was convinced he was going to kill her. Now see, we all at mama's and daddy's, on mama's knee and daddy's lap are told lies about our having to sacrifice our lives for the sake of illusions that they were taught about being patriotic. About service to the greater good, which is never our brothers and sisters. Anyway, check it out, By the Side of the Road. It sounds like an awesome film. So when I heard this brother say, the one who was fighting the surveillance use of drones in LA, that there are ghost police cars there, i.e., police cruisers that on record are patrolling while their drivers sit at desks. What I suspect is that they're being benched to prevent there being witnesses. Plausible deniability.